essentially it captures the division between higher education and basic education. So it speaks to that issue. It then speaks to the engagement that was held with the various institutions, and it also identified some of the critical things for follow-up. So that's essentially what it is.
You will notice that in the report, during the deliberations, we asked people to give us reports on this, that, and the other. Not all of them are captured here, but the secretaries would have written a letter to each institution reminding them, through the minutes that they would have taken, of each of those undertakings. So those letters have already been sent to the various, both the department as well as those institutions, to remind them of their undertakings to give us those reports. And as soon as we receive those reports, we will be distributing it in your pigeonhole. So you won't find all of them quite comprehensively listed here, because we were asked to limit our report to 2 pages. For purposes of the ATC, it becomes a bit too bulky with all the portfolio committees, you know, wanting to pass reports and so on. So that's really why you'll see including 1, 2, 3, and then we don't, you know, we're not comprehensive.
No, thank you, Chairperson, because you just answered me spot on. I was just worried that some of the things that we thought would be included here are not here, so I'm covered by what you're saying.
If you feel, if we can just put off funds, but if you feel, honourable members, that we might just the list that we, or the letters, or the issues that we've called on from each institution, if you feel that we might just make a synopsis of those and also put that in your pigeonhole, then we'll do that. So that if you think that there was something that you also wanted through the engagement that was probably you feel that were missed. Right. So we've got a quorum now, and therefore we would be able to adopt. So we'll also do that, and I'll ask the secretariat here to make sure that in your pigeonhole, apart from the responses that will be coming, that in a sense we'll also just give you an idea of the type of things that we've asked. Okay, anything else?
If I may just say that just speaking in terms of higher education, that this is clearly it's a steady state budget, right, that was framed last year, and that the increases that are suggested here and for the future are good ones. So there's no difficulty with that. We did raise issues about aid, the National Student Financial Aid, because there's some difficulty in money being returned, because the universities couldn't spend it, and universities couldn't spend it because the students were no longer eligible or were not eligible. And therefore there's an issue around revising those, because they seem to be out of date with current material realities. Just in terms of what happens in the DA is that the final agreement to support or not budget votes, when it comes up for the appropriation bill, happens next Thursday. And so so we reserve our rights on this. Thanks.
Okay. Any other comments related to the draft report?
Just following on what has been said, the status of this. Because I must admit, I've been here for 14 years. It's the first time we have this process before our budget debate, which is good. We appreciate it. But what is the status of if we support this report, does it mean no?
Okay. This is essentially a report of the committee saying we've met, saying we've deliberated, basically explaining to the House what occurred in a synopsis as far as possible. So it's not you saying that if you support the report, you're supporting the budget vote. That comes at the time when we deal with the budget debate, and you actually then have to say yes or no at the appropriation at a later stage. So,
anyone else, therefore? Honourable member.
Thank you. I'm checking given the explanation that came now, if we can go back to the opposition parties to check if they still reserve, even I'm talking of this particular report to support the report, because we deliver it. I'm checking. Thank you.
We have no difficulty. I have no difficulty supporting this report.
Okay, so what we've got now is there any other clarifications or any issues on the report before I put it forward, option?
There was another issue about the department promised that they will do some, what's the correct term, the investigation on front companies by our principal schools when it comes to tendering.
Those things obviously will be followed up in as we go along. Is that some of the issues that came out of your discussions?
I must say that except where we've specifically asked for a written report on an issue, obviously that issue that you posed, I can't remember that we asked for a written report on it. You asked it in general terms and they said they would follow it up. Now, it's really then up to you as an individual MP of this portfolio committee to then follow it up with the department, either through questions or whichever way, letters or whatever that you want to write. What I was referring to was the ones that where we specifically, you remember people said clarity on certain things. And I said, well, maybe you need to give us a full report on that. There was the issue of gender parity and racial breakdowns and so on. Those kinds of things where we specifically asked for a written report to supplement the presentation because we felt there wasn't enough information. So those ones we will get. But the issues that individual members, I mean, we can't ask them to give us a report on every question that members pose. There's that balance that has to be maintained. But maybe at a later stage, if you want to pose a specific question, they are now prepared that you are going to do so. And obviously they'll start the investigations and so on so that they can respond to you in earnest and efficiently.
Okay, so thank you, members. Then I will put forward the draft joint report of the Portfolio Committees on Basic Education and Higher Education and Training on Budget 13. Is there anyone that would want to propose adoption? Honourable Member, are you second? And yourself, Mufacho. So this then is adopted. So thank you, honourable members. And what we'll be doing is obviously next week we'll be going into the budget engagement. Also as the chairpersons of the committees, we'll then present also some of the issues that came out and the actual report there. With that, thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me, can we just hear the
honourable... Thank you for interrupting. I'm fine, I thought.